Shall we turn to a chapter in Job? Job chapter 4. And just a preface before we read some verses from Job chapter 4, to remark that we have considered this man, Job, in our last reading meeting. We've considered the experiences he went through. And at this point, before chapter 4, not only did he lose everything, but in chapter 2, which we didn't focus on yet, he also lost his good health. So he had lost all his children. He lost all his possessions. And his home. And now he loses his health. And it was at this point that his wife asked him to curse God and die. And he rebuked her. And then in the end of chapter 2, we are told of his friends. His friends that came to comfort him. And I just want to read those verses before we read chapter 4. Job chapter 2, verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one from his own place, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, for they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon their heads toward heaven. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. And if the book ended right then, it would have been wonderful, because when they came to comfort Job, they did the right thing. They didn't say a word. And they mourned with him for 7 days and seven nights. And imagine comforting someone without saying a word. And yet that is what they did. But then Job spoke at the end of these 7 days. At the end of 1 week, Job spoke. And we could hear in chapter 3, which we won't read, his sadness of heart, wishing he were never born. Wishing the day he were born were a cursed day, that God wouldn't even have looked upon that day as if it ever existed. And he goes on, and he then stops speaking. And so for the first time, his friends who couldn't recognize him, they didn't recognize him afar off because of the change in his physical appearance due to the loss of his health. Now they heard his words. And there was one friend who was the first to speak, and his name is Eliphaz. And he begins his thoughts in chapter 4, and I just wanted to focus briefly on the middle of this chapter. It's a very mysterious testimony that this man gives of his own experience. And we read in chapter 4 of Job, verse 12, "Now a thing was secretly brought to me, and mine ear received a little thereof. In thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men, fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof. An image was before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, Shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. How much less in them that dwell in houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. They are destroyed from morning to evening. They perish forever without any regard in it. Doth not their excellency which is in them go away? They die, even without wisdom." Now, it may be that this spirit is what Eliphaz is quoting from verse 17 to verse 21. I believe he is. He's quoting this spirit that visited him. Eliphaz is going to comfort Job based on what he believes is a message that he thought he received from God. He heard a voice, a message. And if we look at this message in detail, we begin to wonder, is this really a message? Is this really a voice from God? Or is this another voice? Is this a spirit that came from God? Or is this the Satan himself, another spirit, perhaps a demon, a familiar spirit, to try to speak on behalf of God, a false spirit, that would misdirect this friend in his counsel to Job? And yet this man, I am sure, in all sincerity, thought that he had a message, that he was speaking the words of God to Job. And I would like to offer this suggestion. You know, there are many voices. There are many things of people that say they're speaking the truth. There are many voices, even today, that would say what we are presenting is the right thing, is from God. But they really are not. They're not really of God. This man, when this spirit visited him, and it's very mysterious, if you have a Scofield Bible, it uses that expression, mysterious visitation, gave this man the feeling that he had a message from God. Mm-hmm. And yet, it is a feeling, a message of fear, a message of no hope, that men die in folly. They die without wisdom. And that God has no confidence in any. Behold, he puts no trust in his servants. Verse 18. A direct insult of Job himself. And so this was the spirit that visited Eliphaz. I believe that Eliphaz had a demonic visitation. I believe this message that he was presenting was not of God. And I would suggest to you that this is also what we're hearing all the time from the world. We're hearing messages that are not of God. They're not from God. They're not pointing us to the one true God. They're pointing to us a counterfeit. And the world would speak to us, and I think of the young people here, the world would offer a counterfeit of joy, a counterfeit of happiness, a counterfeit of salvation, and would try to comfort us with these false teachings. And what is our reaction to this? We cannot understand whether it is from God or not unless we compare with what is said with the Word of God. And Job, he could only go back to the character of God. He had to over and over again speak of God's character to his friends. When the Lord Jesus came, he came as well. He came, and it says, he spoke.